From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Mike Schuster. Democrats meeting for their national convention in Boston will formally nominate Senator John Kerry today as their challenger to President Bush in November's presidential election. Last night, Kerry's wife, Teresa Hines Kerry, addressed the conference, praising her husband's positions on the environment and national defense. But it was another speaker last night, Illinois Senate candidate Barack Obama, who brought the house down.
We worship an awesome God in the blue states, and we don't like federal agents poking around in our libraries in the red states.
Within hours, Barack Obama was being touted as the person most likely to become America's first African-American president. That would have been unthinkable 40 years ago, but today the Democratic Party is diverse, and so is the Democratic delegation gathered for the convention. This report from Day to Day's Mike Pesca.
Before Barack Obama spoke last night, there was a video tribute to a woman who was both a racial pioneer and a political renegade, Fannie Lou Hamer. She was a member of the Mississippi Freedom Delegation, which struggled to integrate an all-white Alabama delegation in 1964. The problem of segregation persisted through the next convention, as then-South Dakota Senator George McGovern remembers.
Even as late as 68, there were some delegations from states that were way out of line. I remember one larger state where 20% of the people in that state were blacks. They had about 75 delegates to the national convention. Only two of them were black people.
That state, Ohio, and other embarrassments prompted the party to appoint a commission headed by McGovern, which would attempt to create delegations which were truly representative in terms of gender and race.
The Democratic Party examined its soul in 1968 and mandated this commission that I headed that set up new rules for selecting the delegates.
This year's delegates show that the McGovern Commission's legacy is intact. Almost 40% of the delegates are minorities, according to Democratic National Committee statistics. That doesn't happen by accident. First, there's gender balance, mandated to be as close to 50-50 as possible. The elected delegates don't just run for positions. Like Maine's Jennifer DeCant, they run for gender-specific positions.
My specific position was designated that it had to be a woman.
It's not mandated that the delegations that you see on the floor of the Fleet Center resemble their state's actual racial makeup, but that has been largely achieved. As leader of his state's delegation, Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell has to bring his political skills to play in cobbling together a representative group.
The 2 days that we did this, I was on the phone calling people and asking them to become delegates. We needed a Hispanic woman, for example, and I called Maria Sanchez Quinones, who has never been directly active in politics, but I know is a Democrat and a great community leader. I called her, and she said yes.
DNC Press Secretary Tony Welsh says that even if political bosses convince the right people to run, there's still that nagging problem of democracy to deal with.
They'll set the goal, and then they try very much to achieve it. But there are elections on the other end of this. These delegates are elected by fellow Democrats. We aren't talking about the Democratic Party here. We are an incredibly diverse party.
That's not just puffery. If anything, the concentration of blacks and Hispanics in the Democratic Party makes them a greater presence in their convention delegations than in their states. A state with a goal of being 20% African-American in its delegation may be drawing from a pool of Democrats who are 30% African-American. Today, diversity rules are not even debated. Those who didn't support them simply left the party, as even McGovern admits.
Some of them went out as early as 1948 when the so-called Dixiecrats followed Strom Thurmond out of the party. Some objected to the civil rights measures of the 1950s and 1960s, and some of those had left the party. Just about everybody else that stayed within the Democratic Party knowing we had to make changes.
New changes are being negotiated. Delegates from about 20 states now fill out forms which ask for sexual preference so they can have a representative number of homosexual delegates. Age, disability, veteran status, all are considered in composing delegations. The Democrats are convinced that if they can present a convention that looks like America, governing America will soon follow. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.